Good evening. If you would, please, let's open our Bibles up to Matthew chapter 16. I'm sorry, it's John chapter 16. We're going to start at verse 5. And it reads, "Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Father God, we just come before you right now, Lord. And we just ask that you would just refresh us, God. Father, prepare our hearts and open up our ears, Father, that we may hear but one word from you, Lord, that might bring perpetual life, God. And that will bring life to our spirits, Lord, and purpose, Father. We thank you, Lord, for tonight, God, and we give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to be honest with you guys. I've been preparing for this message, and I don't mean to show any signs of weakness up here, but this should be the most transparent spot, right? So the whole time I was trying to come up with an outline, you know, I'm going through scriptures, and I couldn't formulate an outline, you know, for tonight's message, but instead I was getting convicted and convicted and convicted, and you know, I really so I'm speaking to you from, I should be sitting out there with you guys, you know, I'm speaking to you from a place of conviction tonight, and literally I'm depending on tonight I'm speaking about the leading of the Holy Spirit, and so let's explore that, and let's go back to John. And let's start in chapter 14 at verse 15, and it reads, "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to me to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." I'm going to skip to 25. It says, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." Okay, I'm going to jump back over here. I don't want to jump around too much. To chapter 16. And I'm going to start at verse 8. It says, "When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and in judgment." I'll just stop right there. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody here, and maybe we could link up after church or sometime during the week, but maybe there's someone here who has the ability in their own might to do what so many couldn't do before the cross, and that's to follow the letter of the law, you know, to be righteous before God. That's not me, you know, and that's not any of us really. Thank God for the cross, you know. I pray I remain and stay humble before the cross, because what he did for us was truly amazing, and it says the least. But I find myself kicking myself all the time, you know, man, I hear this still small voice, you know, the word refers to the Holy Spirit, and his leading us as a still small voice a lot of times. And I wind up kicking myself a lot because it's like, man, if I only listened to that, you know, I wouldn't be in this situation. I wish I could be up here in a place of success to minister to you, so I can actually feel like I'm giving you something that you can take, and you know, but this is not like a success seminar. I'm still working on it, you know. So but I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think any of us have it perfect, you know. I think a lot of times in our Christian walk, you know, we get before great teachers, and we're blessed to have one here, two here, you know, and so many great men and women of God here, and we get before this awesome teaching, this powerful teaching, and we're students of the Word, and we get before the Lord, and we pray. But I think somewhere along the line, I can speak for myself, like I start to think I know, not that I think I know everything, but it's like I learn how to be a Christian. You know what I mean? Like I learn how to walk. You know, in those times, my walk loses something. It loses a little bit of fire or something. I can't, you know, if like literally, I mean, you come in church and a lot of times there's a routine and if the Holy Spirit is leading us, I think he's leading us anywhere but to a routine. You know, I think he's the word says the Spirit gives life, you know, and Christ is living, and we serve a living God. And this word is living. I mean, every time I read it, I mean, it convicts me, and it if you stay in it, you'll stay the course. But what we have here, we have the Holy Spirit who Christ himself said, and I can imagine being one of the disciples, you know, and he's saying, you know, I gotta leave, you know, so that he can come. You know, I'd be thinking like, you know, the sequel's never as good as the first movie, you know what I mean? Like, who's coming after you, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen you raise people from the dead. You're the son of God. You know, they at this point in the scripture, they believe that about him, that he's the son of God. But nevertheless, he says, "I must leave." You know, this is not the only reason he went to the cross, but he was talking to the ones closest to him, and he said, "I must leave so that he'll come." Okay. And so here we are, you know, we have the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us into all truth. I was going to hit a whole bunch of scriptures, but I think you guys know this word. I'm looking, I see you guys here all the time. but he leads us and guides us into all truth. And not only that, that scripture we were just reading talks about how he convicts. And that keeps you at the foot of the cross, how he guides us, and he also reveals things to us. He's a revelator. There's a scripture I was reading, and it said that we have to keep in step with the Holy Spirit, which means to me that you have to actively pursue walking and following him. Here's the scripture that was really, let's see, hold on a second. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So, we just Lord, I just ask you to help us, you know, to follow the Spirit. Because he's leading us. He's leading us into all truths. I used to play video games a lot when I was a kid. And, you know, or younger. I was a big kid playing video games. And I love to play a game, like, especially if it was good. I love to get in there. And, I mean, I shut myself in my room a couple days until I beat the game. You know, a couple days is gone. Beat it. But then there's some people who have... then there were some people during the, you know, they'd have what you call cheat codes where, like, you know, like if you beat a game along the way, you get, like, you know, extra men or whatever type of game it is. You get, you know, the game becomes more fun. You get to be more powerful in the game or whatever, but you progress, and that's what makes the game so addicting. But then there's some people who prefer to, they just go get a cheat code, and then once they plug the cheat code in, then what I had to work so hard for, spent hours and hours and hours upon hours to do, they're already there, you know what I mean? And I just think that if we were able to go back, you know, to the BC times before Christ, you know, to see, to talk to some of the people who had to try to maintain the letter of the law. You guys know how extensive it was. Sacrifices and you know, it's a bit messy. It's a bit, you know, and no one could do it. No one could do it. Everyone failed. The only person that did it was Christ. I think they will look at us and be like, not only did Christ take your spot, you know, I mean, their spot too, you know, past and present, but we're living in this age now. We're living in this era, and they didn't. It's like, not only did he take your spot on the cross, but then he sent you a cheat code almost, where it's like, all you got to do is listen. You know, all you got to do is, I can't say all you got to do, because it's not that easy. But you have to be persistent at it. You know, you have to, in order to follow him. The Bible says you have to keep in step with him, you know. That means he's actively moving all the time. That means you can't stay still. You can't be dormant, you know what I mean? You gotta actively pursue his guidance, you know what I mean? You know, even in ministry, there's in Acts, there's countless examples of where the Holy Spirit would give like a word of knowledge, or like for one example, he told Peter, he said, "Oh, would they be preaching?" And he tell him, you know, there's three men looking for you, or they'd be walking, or Paul would be walking, and it would say like the Holy Spirit kept them from preaching in a certain place, and I think we got to really be careful with our ministry, because a lot of times, like I said, we get to learn how to be a Christian, and we want, I mean, and our hearts a lot of times are in the right place. I mean, we want to serve God, but we start to do it from a place of our own understanding. And the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. And it says that there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it's a way of death. And I don't think it's just talking about sin. I'm just, because the Spirit gives life. The carnal man, the flesh, it brings death, but the Spirit gives life. And so in order to have life, to have it more abundantly like Christ came to give it to us, we have to keep in step with the Spirit. Even when it relates to our ministry, you know, I'm a musician, and you guys know I like to play and sing, but I have to take that before the Lord and really listen to, because I could stretch myself too thin, or I could be doing something that he has, you know. You know, I don't know what would have happened if they didn't heed to the Holy Spirit. If in some of those instances where it said, "Don't go to Assyria," you know, keep going, because we see the world and we see it. I mean, there's need everywhere. You know what I mean? Imagine how. I mean, I guess that's why churches have different ministries. I mean, because we don't have the capacity to. We don't have the capacity to help the whole world. It's, you know, as far as financially or with resources that we have. So we really have to be careful to listen to the Spirit's guidance on what to do with our giftings and our ministry. Again, preaching to myself. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And I won't drag this out too long. I'm not sure what time I started either, but I will say this, that what's the scripture? I don't have it referenced, but the whole earth, I'm going to try to paraphrase this, but the whole earth is groaning in earnest anticipation, right? For the sons of God, the whole earth, I mean, all the way down to the animals and you know, the earth's crust itself and you know, the whole earth is groaning and awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Those who are led by the Spirit. You know? So it's so vital, it's so important to be led by the Spirit. I mean, in everything we do, in what we do when we get up in the morning, you know, I mean, everybody has a routine. But if we don't give that ear, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's hard. You got your alarm clock going off. At certain times in my life, I've had babies screaming and, you know, different, I could just, all the distractions that come with life. You got schedules, you got to be there on time. You got all this pressure on you. But, you know, or you might be really stressed out, you know what I mean? But how will you ever hear that word of knowledge that's going to take you from your current situation and put you in a different place if you don't? If you don't just give time or even the ear to listen to what he's trying to tell you at that moment, because he's always actively leading us, you know, it's just up to us, you know. And I guess you can liken him to like a GPS of sorts, you know. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, because you can turn the GPS off and all that, you know. I mean, If you want to know the quickest and the easiest way to get to your destination and to get to your destiny and to get to where you've had visions and you've seen yourself there, to get there is to follow him. Follow the Holy Spirit. And he'll tell you stuff like you don't need to eat right now. You know? You know, you might be hungry and you might be, you know, he might be like, you don't need to eat right now. And then 15 minutes later he might say, okay, go eat. You know what I mean? He's done that with me. Like, he'll have you give up something, and then right around, he'll be like, he'll instruct you to go pursue that thing he just had you give up. But I think, and a lot of times, that, you know, you never know. Like you might, if you're about to trying to leave a place and go somewhere, you know, that 10 minutes might have been the difference in, you know, an accident that you drove past on the street. You know what I mean? So we can't take lightly the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I'll just say this one thing. It says he's our teacher, you know. And if the Holy Spirit's a teacher, I guarantee he's the best teacher, you know, better than your favorite math teacher and growing up and all that. I was talking with my brother recently, and he took some psychology classes. And he's in a criminal justice major, and but he was learning about the learning, the way people learn, and the way, and like, I think it's a teaching. I could be saying this wrong, but there's like four different ways to teach or learning methods. Like, one is positive reinforcement, one is negative reinforcement. Your psychology, right? And he said positive enforcement, negative reinforcement. He said positive punishment and negative punishment. I think that's what he was saying, okay? And he was like, he said negative reinforcement is when I got a little puppy and I'm training this puppy right now. And I'm using positive reinforcement. And he means dogs love treats. So they do anything for a treat. He's 13 weeks old and I got him. You'd be surprised, really. It's amazing what consistency and can do. But negative reinforcement, which I had never thought about, is when you're training somebody to do something, you're teaching somebody, it's taking away something that, in other words, like, it's reinforcement, so it's not a negative thing, but it's taking away something. For example, I'm trying to think of an example. If I made my kids, like, clean their room up every day, well, if they were, like, really good the day before, I could say, okay, you don't have to clean your room up today. That's negative reinforcement, because it's actually a positive thing. It sounds weird, but that's just how psychology is, I guess. And you take away that thing that was burdensome from them, and it reinforces the good behavior that they showed the day before or something. I haven't used this with my kids yet. It takes creativity, really. But the only reason I'm saying all that is because I think if the Holy Spirit is the best teacher ever, right? I think, you know, a lot of times we're looking for healing. We might be looking for a financial breakthrough, a miracle, direction. I just think that if we take the time and really give place to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to speak to us in the little things in life, all the way down to the little things in life, it makes the big things a lot easier to trust Him with. If you can trust Him with the times you're going to eat, and you can trust Him with, you know, which way you're going to go to work, or if you listen to Him. And you begin this journey and you continue this journey and you stay steadfast and you try to keep in step with the Holy Spirit, and there's grace that covers this whole thing. But I think that a lot of people, and I think myself included, might find that that's what He's waiting for. He's waiting for us to keep in step with Him like that. And then you might not. I really feel like this is a word, okay, like from the Lord, that He's going to take something away from you, a burden that's been burdening you down, to reinforce the way you're walking with Him. You know what I mean? Like, it gets, it in a way, where was I at? It said that, it's in John. It's in John. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. I think I'm going to make it an example. If anyone loves me, he will obey me. My father will love him and will come to him. Okay, my father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. So in that obedience to everything that He's telling you to do, what's the end result? The Father and the Son, God, is going to come and, what does it say? Make a home with you. Now, if you're in the presence of God Almighty, you can't have an infirmity. You can't have, you know what I mean? You can't, if I could just touch the hem of His robe, imagine if He's living in your home, what kind of wholeness it would bring to your spirit and to your body and what kind of life it would bring to you. That's what I had to share. And everybody knows the fruits of the Spirit and all that. I'm not going to go into it in Galatians 5. There you can weigh out, you know. The Holy Spirit is never going to lead you in a way of, I guess this message isn't about, like, how to make sure, you know, it's the right voice and all that. It's a different message, but basically, I just want to encourage you to take it all the way back to the basics, really, and be like, to and I think God will honor you being to just laying it down, you know, and saying, okay, Lord, what do you want to do with this day, or do you want to do right now, or just try to hear the Holy Spirit. And I'm gonna pray to close this up. Lord, I just thank you for your faithfulness, God. And Lord, I just pray that as we move closer towards you, Father, that you will provide the grace necessary, Lord. And I know you will, Lord, to bring us to carry us along the way, Father. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father, and I pray that you would teach us to reverence him and teach us to obey and hear and train us to hear and train us to obey the unctions of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.